This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A study this morning from job outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas found layoffs rose in May to their highest level in 8 months. Joining me now is John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Your report found job cuts were up more than 50% in May over April. Do we have any idea why?
Well, we've seen cuts continually up over the what we saw in 2011 this year. The economy is slowing, 2% GDP growth. It's just not enough to cause companies to create many jobs.
I mean, we've been seeing kind of a slow and steady type jobs recovery this year. Does this throw a wrench into that?
Certainly it should raise real concerns. This is a big mega layoff that we saw from HP that drove the cuts in the month. We don't normally see those in stronger times. It's a sign of a big company really making decisions as they look into the future to slash jobs, and often it means signs not just of heavy competition, but of a weakening environment, demand environment.
You mentioned Hewlett-Packard. Many of the job cuts were coming from the computer industry. What's happening there?
Well, that was the number one area cutting jobs, was led by Hewlett-Packard. We have seen some growth this year in tech as companies have spent more money on their computer equipment. Some of the smaller companies, medium-sized companies, are competing heavily and doing better. But when you see a big company cut this many jobs, it certainly is a real cause for consternation for the entire industry.
John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas, thank you.
Thank you.